One more time now, Inside Agriculture, back to Don Roos from Market to Market over the weekend. Are we waiting for a big deal from China, a trade deal with China? Is that what's preventing a soybean rally?
I mean, the soybean export pace could be 250 million bushels too high. You could have a carryout over 600 million on the soybeans. China has really been just absent. They've been buying soybeans out into October, November from Brazil. That's our market. So the longer this goes on, the more they're getting comfortable. It's risky for China. Exports, slowest number for new crop soybeans since 2021. Got new crop soybeans, I think, you know, clearly the thing you're really looking at is, do I want to pay storage and carry this market with an 8 cent a month carry from November to July? You know, like we were talking earlier, you're in survival mode. So if you're selling stuff below the cost of production, which, you know, it's for a number of people, it is, you have to do something. Courage calls. Give yourself a chance. Remember last year, back to the corn, we hit low of 360.5 on September corn. But then in March, March corn went to 521.5. Could it happen again? We'll see once, you know, it's just a issue with demand picked up a little bit and the yield was too high in August.
How about live cattle? Is the price too high?
When you look at the cattle market, you know, it's a spooky type of market because we're very high. We have not had in this whole cycle, we have never had a week where we went down the limit on cattle, 725. To end the week, we went down 925 on feeder cattle. So we've never had live cattle, feeder cattle go down limit in 1 week. On Monday, expanded limits on cattle, so it's going to get a little wilder. 1075 on fats and 1375 on feeders. What I've been telling people is it's very much like we're trading, you know, $9 plus maybe $10 corn. You're at that number on live cattle. So you want to be careful. Break evens on a lot of these cattle are 220, 222. A lot of risk here. You know, you got to be very careful. Black swan can happen. You never know. And consumer can back off anytime. Packer losing, you know, a lot of money right now.
Is the consumer finally reacting to high beef prices and turning away from beef?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, it's not quite the same. It's not getting quite the publicity, but remember when we had the egg prices so high, you know, a lot of chatter there. We're starting to hear the same thing on cattle. You know, you're seeing some of the ground beef where you're mixing beef and pork together. So you're seeing some strange things that you haven't seen before. And I always remind people, you know, the person that's really in control ultimately is the packer, because he can back away from cattle. They're cutting these kills pretty fast. It's you know, very, very dangerous market up here. I don't think, you know, most people in the cattle business never thought you'd see these kind of numbers.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.